seas. CBS News has learned of a possible deal in the works between Israel and Hamas that could lead to the release of some of the hostages being held in Gaza. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Israel's war cabinet is meeting to consider a proposal that would see Hamas release some of its captives, women and children, and an unspecified number of Palestinian women and children would be released by Israel. Among the hostages Hamas holds, there are 10 unaccounted for Americans. Israel wants a full accounting for the number of hostages Hamas holds, and the U.S. has been flying unarmed drones over Gaza to help locate them.
Officials tell CBS News Israel would agree to a 3 to 5 day pause in fighting, and during that time, aid would be allowed into Gaza as the transfer process takes place. In Washington, Capitol Police say 6 officers came away with minor injuries when protesters demanding a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war tried to block entrances to Democratic National Committee headquarters. Eva Borgwart with the American Jewish Group, If Not Now.
We cannot respond with violence and brutality, and because if we do, that will only beget more violence.
President Biden met with China's Xi Jinping in California for their first in-person meeting in more than a year. They announced agreements on military relations and an ingredient used in illegal production of the deadly opioid fentanyl.
I welcome the positive steps we've taken today. And it's important for the world to see.
Congress has ended the threat of a government shutdown until after the holidays. The Senate's voted 87-11 in favor of a package to temporarily fund some federal agencies into mid-January, others into February. Democrat Patty Murray chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee.
I do not care for this idea of 2 funding deadlines and double the shutdown risk.
The mother of a 6-year-old boy who shot his teacher in Virginia has been sentenced to 21 months in prison for using marijuana while she owned a firearm. WTKR's John Hood.
Prosecutors showed text messages that depicted her scope of marijuana use and how just 10 days before the incident at the elementary school, she also fired that same gun at her son's father.
The child's teacher, Abby Zwerner, told the judge she had 5 surgeries on her hand and suffers from PTSD. New evidence, a plant-based diet can keep you healthier. An analysis in the journal BMC Medicine finds eating more beans, nuts, and whole grains and less meat is linked to 23-36% lower risk of heart disease. S&P futures down 2. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There was more public comment both in favor of and against passing the ATV-UTV ordinance at the Common Council meeting on Tuesday.
It's a low-cost investment to get it going, but it's a huge potential return and something that's going to help everybody in the community and give people in the community something to do.
One council member spoke for allowing citizens to bring it to referendum because the council cannot.
To get to the direct legislation referendum, we have to vote it down so that they can then circulate the papers and bring it on the ballot.
Mayor Shane Blazer, who wouldn't vote unless there was a tie, spoke strongly in favor of passing the ordinance.
If we're not going to try to do something different in this community, I think we're in trouble. We definitely are in trouble because we are not growing.
The Common Council voted the ATV-UTV ordinance down with 2 yes votes and 6 no's. The county budget was passed at the meeting with a 6-2 vote. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
We're going to be joined any moment now by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley. Get an update from him. Looking forward to that. We got a lot to do this morning, Melissa. We are busy.
Bring it on.
I've got about 20 hours of show to fit into these 2 hours. We're going to talk really fast.
That's ambitious of you, James.
I'm going to talk really fast.
Practice our auctioneer chant?
Maybe. Find out, everybody. Stick around and find out. We're actually going to get into a couple of cool things this morning I'm looking forward to. The average American can expect to gain how many pounds over the holidays? We'll get into that.
No.
How much Thanksgiving will cost per person? Got that one. And we'll wrap up the hour with, how would we do in an apocalypse, Melissa? How would we do? Well, we're going to find out. We'll get into that a little bit later.
I have a tip for every person I have ever lived with regarding the apocalypse, and I will share that with you.
I'm looking forward to that. Some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour. Along with that, of course, we are going to have our Pet of the Week. We'll talk more about that in a moment. First, let's talk weather with our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. How's it going, Paul?
Hey, Michael Kerr here filling in today.
Oh, Michael! Hey, good to have you with us, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing just great, and I'll be back tomorrow as well.
Sounds good. Great. Sounds good. What does Mother Nature have in store for us?
Well, we get one more mild day out there for today with high temperatures headed up all the way into the middle part of the 60s by this afternoon, which puts us close to 25 degrees above average temperature-wise for this time of year. But it will be quite breezy later on today as a cold frontal boundary starts to approach from the west. Out ahead of that front, winds kicking up onto the south and southwest to around 15 to 25 miles per hour by this afternoon, with a mixture of clouds and sunshine expected for the remainder of the day. Then for tonight, as that frontal boundary works on through, very slight chance for a sprinkle early this evening, but still I think the majority of us looking to stay dry with some cloud cover for tonight, those overnight lows dropping back to 32 degrees. We're back closer to average temperature-wise then to wrap up our work week on Friday with a decent amount of sunshine making a return there for tomorrow with highs all the way back to 41 degrees. Not nearly as breezy for tomorrow, northwest winds back to around 5 to 15. A tranquil weekend then expected, a little bit above average temperature-wise. Saturday upper 40s, close to that 50-degree mark with full-on sunshine. And Sunday looking sunny and quiet as well with a high temperature up to 48. Chance for some light rain showers then making a return later into the day on Monday with highs climbing up to 46. Could even mix with some snowflakes looking ahead to your Tuesday with lower 40s for highs there. And then a dry but chilly forecast Wednesday and into your Thanksgiving Day Thursday. Lower 30s for highs on Wednesday and potentially not getting out of the upper 20s for highs looking ahead to your Thanksgiving Day. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Appreciate the update, Michael. Thanks for that. We'll talk some more tomorrow, getting people ready for the weekend.
Sure thing. Have a good one.
You too. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, best in the business. Appreciate hearing from them.
Enjoy today.
Right? Yeah. Wow.
Although tomorrow didn't sound too bad either. But a good thing we're going to be inside eating lots of food, you know, to get that extra layers on for Thursday.
You ain't kidding. And more on that a little bit later. You know, we might need that weight that we're talking about putting on a little bit later. And as far as talking Thanksgiving, we're going to help you out because we've gotten a 9 o'clock hour after our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Big shout out to them. Looking forward to that. We're going to get into, Melissa, what type of potato makes the best mashed potatoes?
Oh, all right. Good. Yeah, there's lots of types.
There are a few subjects I know less about, but we will be getting into it. We're going to have some fun with that. We'll dive into that one. I've got some breaking news when it comes to that, too. Not really. I say breaking news like breaking news, and then it's not breaking news.
Potato. I haven't had before.
Exactly, that kind of thing. We'll get into our schedule. Wrap up with That Ain't Right stories, some local good stories of the day, and plenty more for you. But right now, I saw this morning, and I had to send it over to Melissa. I thought this was interesting, to say the least. Kids can be quite interesting. just put it right there. Just end of sentence.
They're inventive.
Yes, very. Christmas list PowerPoint presentations are a thing now. I repeat, Christmas list PowerPoint presentations are a thing now. And some of the ones we've seen online are pretty smooth. They're not too bad.
Impressive.
The idea is to present a list to your parents in the most organized way possible, and you'll up your chances of getting more stuff. That's what the who's
got, or at least the stuff you want.
I love this, that this is a theory that kids have that we're promoting. Mm-hmm. As adults, that we're like, like there's some science behind this. Well, you see, if you give your parents a list that is current, well, then scientifically you'll get more.
Chances got to increase.
Yeah, yeah. You also want to make the buying process easy by including links to everything. Wow. it's not, you know what, Mom, Dad, just give me the card. I'll go ahead and take care of Christmas this year. I got this. It's not a brand new idea. A kid's PowerPoint wish list went viral last year too, but it's gaining steam because more people have smart TVs that pair with phones and computers, so kids can easily cast it onto the big screen.
Yeah.
Some woman posted a 6-minute video of her daughter Kayla's presentation the other day. She ended up asking for $2,500 worth of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Another strategy, your parents will be impressed and proud of you, especially if they don't know how to do a PowerPoint themselves. So the kids believe that you'll get rewarded with more gifts because the parents are, ooh, look what, you know, Timmy did. Look what Tammy did, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I this is just an updated version of what kids have always done, you know, creating a list for Santa, creating a list for Mom and Dad, that kind of thing. I do want to say one thing before we get too into the funny on this one. I do like the idea of kids learning things like this.
James, you went where my brain did. Now are you worried?
Yes, worried for you. yeah.
Well, I think you have a good point that, you know, it's showing their ability to put together a PowerPoint, to add links, to embed pictures. There's a lot of steps to putting together the PowerPoint that she did in a fashion that, you know, is a presentation. That's a life skill. Well, that she just, you know, evidenced right there.
I can't say for certain, and I can't say for every case, but I got to think a good majority of these, guess where they learn this? School. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they're just showing you things that they've learned in school, how to do stuff and everything. The world
In my day, it was cursive handwriting. Your nicest, neatest cursive handwriting in letter form, you know, with a bullet point list. This is taking it to the next level, or, you know, to modern day.
Yeah. I forgot about the cursive thing. You're so right about that. Yeah. We had to write my grandmother in
best
cursive.
Best penmanship.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And God, how many times I had to start over because my J was messed up or something like that. That's a good one. That's a good one. That brought me back, just mentioning that.
And if you watch the video and you see the house that they live in, her parents can afford $2,000 worth of Christmas gifts. Yeah. That's nothing. And they're not going to get her everything on that list, I wouldn't think.
I'd hope not. Yeah. All that stuff I agree with, but I think that's an important point here, too. I think that your kids got to know their audience.
Right.
It's also, for me growing up, my parents are usually really honest with me about this stuff from a young age about these things. And it only helped me have more empathy for them and understand them on every other day of the year. You know, it wasn't just Christmas that I understood my family was poor. It was every day of the year I got that. And it was, I don't know, maybe empathize with my parents and also maybe understand where we were in life and understanding. I didn't ask for a ton of things. I didn't ask, you know, these things because I understood where we were because my parents were honest with me. I'm not saying that's the way to do it or not, just what worked for my family.
Well, and the thing is, it's your Christmas wish list. It's I expect to get every single one of these items. And, you know, there was a couple years there as a kid where I was like, well, I can put anything on here I want. So my list was ridiculous, too. I mean, not to the level of AirPods and six kinds of sneakers and a bunch of perfumes. But, you know, it was, I want the latest Hasbro board game, and I want the Cabbage Patch dolls, and I want, you know, I knew I would get maybe one of those things, but I still put everything on the list because it was a chance to be imaginative and use your imagination and think, oh, maybe what if Santa is real and I get all these things?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as a kid, that's what I was thinking. Of course, Santa's real, and he brings you the things on your list if you're a good little child.
Yeah, I think that's not only sweet and fun to imagine, but it's also a great point, and I think it's important for kids to be able to have those things. I'm debating in my head back and forth about saying this, and I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I'm processing a lot with my papa right now, but I'm immediately reminded of the first time I got to do this when my sister and I moved up here to Wisconsin, and we're living with my nana and papa, my grandparents, and they wanted us to have a real Christmas. I'll never forget my nana saying that, a real Christmas. So we got they got a Sears catalog. And my sister and I were able to go in there and mark things.
Yeah.
And so we spent 2 Christmases, 2 years up here without my parents. And the first Christmas this happened, my sister and I were complete opposites. Jillian, being a younger kid, marked a bunch of stuff and everything. I marked one thing.
This is the thing I want. Right here.
My papa, I can still hear him laughing. Like, Jimmy, you're doing, like, you're the only kid to mess this up. You did it wrong, Jimmy. You did it wrong. And he hands me it, and I think I marked a couple more things. The next year, I don't know if I was embarrassed, but I seem to remember being embarrassed or something. So I did the exact opposite and marked like almost every page, like 3 things on every page. And they couldn't figure out what to get me. They didn't know what, there was too much. There was
too many options, Jimmy.
Too many things.
What's one extreme or the other with you? Would you just pick a lane?
I can still hear him laughing. I had 7 kids, and my grandkid messes up Christmas. We will take a break. We're coming back. We're doing some celebrating Misty's Mini Birthday and Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Aw, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 65 today under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. 31 tonight, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 41. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's. Encourage you to treat yourself. Misty's is back open. That's right. They're back, everybody. Get on over there and treat yourself. They're open 6 to 2, 6 days a week, Thursday through Tuesday, over at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, get it to us.
We want to celebrate with you.
Yeah, get us your birthdays by sending to info@WFHR.com or james.mailf@civicmedia.us. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. And no, not Morse code, not smoke signals.
Call on the phone. Way.
Yeah, call on the phone, everybody.
715-424-2600. You could even do it live on air right now.
Yeah, call up right now, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm taking a look at our list, Melissa. It's a good one. We got 3 names on this list. Give me 1 through 3.
I'll choose three.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. Get right into the celebrating here. And first up, want to wish a happy birthday to Kate Nordstrom.
Happy birthday, Kate.
Kate, I went to school with from sixth grade on, was a ballerina. Very talented ballerina. Nice. Her and I in sixth grade during the talent show were the two that took it way too seriously. I just remember walking home from that with Kate and getting to know her, and it was one of the first like people that I kind of like kind of went out of the comfort zone and tried to be friends with and stuff. And Kate and I were still good friends. So every once in a while, talk on Facebook and everything. She's got a lovely, wonderful family up in Minnesota, doing great things up there. Happy birthday, Kate!
Enjoy your birthday.
Also, wishing happy birthday to Jesse Thompson.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Enjoy your day, Jesse. We wish you a great one. Mm-hmm. Our qualifier today, Amanda Bates.
Happy birthday, Amanda. Congratulations.
We wish you the best of days, Amanda. Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you. And you're a qualifier.
Woohoo.
Let's go ahead and get to some celebrity birthdays real quick. And taking a look, Pete Davidson is 30 today.
Really?
Over the hill. I don't know.
What does that make us, James?
Yeah, I don't want to go there. And my brain immediately did it. I'm like, why did I say that? Why? I thought that he was already like 30, 33, somewhere in those early 30s. So, I enjoy Pete Davidson. I've enjoyed him as a stand-up comedian since he was like 15, and I saw him on like in a Night at the Improv or something like that. He's been a very, very open, honest comedian. As long as I've seen him, he leaves himself very vulnerable on stage, and I think that the strongest, smartest comedians I've ever seen are able to do that. He doesn't get the credit because of the off the field stuff, the girls he's dating, and all these things. He doesn't seem to really like people. Don't seem to really be truly paying attention. He's a really smart, funny comedian. He's a good actor. He has got Adam Sandler and a lot of these guys that are just like right there for him, and he's got a good support system around him. I really think that's that good. He's going to be one of these guys that for 20-30 years he's going to be entertaining us with stand-up and a lot of that stuff.
Well, and he's been in some big name movies, The Guardians of the Galaxy, The Suicide Squad.
Yeah. He's one of these guys that people want him on their movie, even for a bit part. And he's one of these people that everybody loves to work with. There's not been a bad thing said about Pete Davidson. There's a lot of stuff said as far as like him dating a lot of people and dating, quote unquote, dating out of his, punching above his weight class, if you will, and that kind of thing. That's hit or miss. Who's going to judge that stuff? Let Ariana Grande or Kim Kardashian or any of these people judge that, the people that have actually dated him. I don't think it's really our business to date or to gauge this stuff. And I just see it as such like I get why people, some people care about that stuff. I get it. Who are you dating? Like, I mean, that's to me, that's even more interesting, I would think, than
and
what
would
a celebrity
you appreciate
is
people commenting on it.
Yeah, I know I wouldn't have. I'm thinking when I was 30, I wouldn't have. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 46 today. Candy on The Deuce, Rachel in The Dark Knight. She was Elizabeth in Donnie Darko.
I really like her.
She is so good, so talented. I think Jake Gyllenhaal is one of the 10 best actors in the world. And I think Maggie is not far from him. I think her his sister is not far from him. She's incredibly talented. Let's see here. Martha Plimpton is 53. Fantastic character actor. We knew her as Steph on The Goonies. She was Virginia in Raising Hope. And the mom on The Real O'Neills. Good actor.
Oh, yeah. I like her, too. She's got a very unique look.
Yeah, yes.
That makes her easy to always pick out, but I didn't put the name with...
She is one of those actors that I believe that when you see her, you know her. You're like, her. Like,
oh, yeah.
Those cheeks. Duh. She's got those. Mm-hmm. She's got such a great set of like a great face, great cheek, great smile. And I don't know if you just, I feel like you see her and you're like, oh, yeah, I know her. She's one of those. Mm-hmm. Great actor. She's really good in Goonies, too.
Yes.
I liked her in Raising Hope as well. She was the mom on Raising Hope, and she was very good on that show.
I never saw it, but I believe you.
Not bad. Not a bad show. Brian Adams is 54. Not that Brian Adams. Brian Adams from Color Me Bad, the R&B band from the 90s.
Oh, not the Canadian musician?
No, no. I didn't even know that there was another Brian Adams, and I didn't know that there was. I just learned this today. That's interesting. Let's see. Lisa Bonet is 56. She was Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Many of us had a crush on her back in the day. I was one of them.
She is a pretty girl.
Yeah, she ended up dating and being married to Lenny Kravitz for a long time.
Okay, what's all these pictures with Hunk from Moana? Jason Momoa. Oh, yeah. They're married.
Yeah, yeah. They were married. I believe they were married. I think that they divorced. I'm not sure, but I think they were either way.
Yeah. I think in 2022, it looks like they got divorced.
Some people no longer, I got a couple more birthdays. I apologize. I wanted to get Dwight Gooden in there, 59 for the retired, one of the best pitchers I've ever seen. Dwight Gooden would have been a Hall of Famer, had some, off the field issues with some substance abuse problems and everything, but an incredible pitcher, incredible phenom of a young talent. Let's see here. And then there's some people no longer with us, like the great, the legend, the wonderful Burgess Meredith. Born in 1907, passed away in 97. Mickey in the Rocky movies. You gotta get him, Rock. The Penguin in the Batman series, and many people out there will remember him as Grandpa on Grumpy Old Men. I am one of the biggest Jack Lemmon, Walter Matthau fans in the universe. I love those two gentlemen. I miss them all the time, and I love their work. Burgess Meredith stole every scene he was in Grumpy Old Men. Every scene.
Yes, he did.
God, he's good. God, he was good. He a great actor. Great actor. Go ahead, Melissa.
I was just going to say, I didn't realize that his first name is his mother's last name.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah,
like talk about a great tradition. I would be proud to have Stern as my first name. I think that's a really cool, or Chiz. I think that that's a really cool idea.
That works for you. I would not want the first name of Graffender.
It's a tough one. That might be a tough one.
That would be a tough one.
And now with the news, Graffender. Okay, we're changing your name, Melissa.
Graff.
Graph. Hey, actually, that's not bad, Graph.
Yeah, for a girl? I don't know.
Maybe not. I got to tell you, I did not know that. I'm really glad you said that, Melissa. I'm a huge fan of his, and I never knew
actually,
that.
Actually, his first name is Oliver.
Yeah.
So he went as his stage name. He went with his middle name and his last name, but that's his mother's maiden name and his father's last name.
Boy, so. In an industry where you need to be recognizable, not just by face and by talent, but by name, it was something that I didn't learn until like a decade into the industry and having an agent and everything, but your name really does matter. I'm a casting agent, and I get thousands of resumes. I get thousands of screenshots of of pictures of people and all this. Name. I see 1,000 names a day. Which ones stand out? John Smith or Burgess Meredith? Yeah, it's not to say that it's right, but that's human nature. It's the industry. Mm-hmm. A name like Burgess Meredith, that stands out, and not to mention the man was just so talented. He was my favorite part of the Rocky movies, easily, by far and away. And the great Dawes Butler, born on this day in 1916, passed away in 88. Only the voice of Yogi Bear, Snagglepuss, Huckleberry Hound, Quick Draw McGraw, Chili Willy, Elroy Jetson, among many others.
So many of my childhood cartoons.
Yeah. Quick Draw McGraw. That was one of my guys. I liked him. My sister really liked Huckleberry Hound. But
I liked Huckleberry Hound too.
One of my sister and my brother's favorite shows was Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear. So I was just gonna say that.
I learned to do a good Yogi Bear impression. I learned to do it. Hey, boo boo.
What's in the picnic basket?
Come on, Jill and Nick. We got to get going. It's time. Cartoons are over. It was a great way It was a good way to get them moving and to get them motivated and everything. It didn't work
make
very
them smile.
Well. Yeah, it made them smile.
Well, it's something.
Yeah, it was something.
It's better than yelling at them.
Very true. Very true. Because that didn't work either.
Nope.
Cartoons. It's like, cartoons. One more time, we want to wish Jesse and Kate happy birthdays.
Happy birthdays.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Amanda Bates. Enjoy your day, Amanda.
Yeah, congratulations, Amanda.
Treat yourself and get on over to Misty's. They're open right now, 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. Get there and wish them a great day from all of us. Stick around. We got State and Melissa's local news coming up for you on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a new option to get alerts about emergencies in Wood County. The Everbridge Emergency Alert Program can call, text, or email you in the case of severe weather, missing persons, and other critical information. You can pick where and how you want to receive the information, but imminent threats to life or safety will be received regardless of your options. You can visit the county website to sign up for these alerts. The Holiday Light Recycling Program is back in Portage County. Portage County Solid Waste is teaming up with municipalities to offer recycling of light strands now through January 31st. You cannot recycle these with your curbside garbage. There's 8 locations where you can drop them off around the county. Last year, the recycling program collected over 1,600 pounds of string lights. They do not accept rope lighting, extension cords, lighted figurines, or any other garbage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants